Checking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. In a narration, it is said that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking account of each and every one of his creation. And on that day of judgment, there will be one man who, when his accounts of his deeds, be they good and bad, are taken, the angels will bear witness that his bad deeds outweigh his good ones. And thus he had been instructed to be sent toward receiving divine and eternal punishment. The angels, they will take that man and they will be taking him toward the brink of the fires of hell. When, just as he's about to be plunged into the inferno, he wrestles away from the angels and he turns around and he looks toward the throne of God and he states, "Hayhat, ma dhalika dhanubik. O my Lord, I did not have this opinion of you. I committed all those acts of sin and transgression and vice. I didn't pray, nor did I fast. And I did everything that I did, not because I rejected you, not because I didn't believe in you, but because I really believed that your mercy was going to overcome all of my sin. And I was certain that you were going to put me into paradise in spite of all of it." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the narration tells us that on that day of judgment, he will look back toward that creation of his and will state, "Kadhabta ya abdi. O my servant, you're a liar. But nonetheless, because you had a good opinion of me, I will instruct my angels to admit you into paradise out of my mercy." And another tradition, it is stated that there will be another man on that day of judgment whose bad deeds will outweigh his good deeds, and he will be also instructed toward receiving eternal punishment. And when he is told that he has to go toward the fires of hell, instead of waiting for the angels, he begins to run, he begins to sprint toward entering into the inferno. And at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels to stop him. And they will stop him, and he will call out from his throne saying, "Oh my servant, why do I see you running toward punishment? Rather, those who receive divine reward and the gift of paradise, they should be excited to go there, but why are you looking forward to entering into punishment?" To which that man, he will look back again toward God and say, "Oh Allah, I lived the entirety of my life in disobedience to you. But on this day, which is the very last day of accounting, I thought to myself that I should do whatever you tell me to do and be of your obedience. And if you told me to go to hell, then that's exactly what I'll do." And at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels to forgive all of his sins and to admit him into paradise. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so incredibly vast. It's something that our mere intellects don't have even the slightest ability to really comprehend and to really understand. The mercy and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that it's incredible how many a time we transgress. But what's even more incredible is the fact that for every single time that we make a fall or that we perform a lapse or an error on our part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently leaves the door of forgiveness and compassion open for us. And again, it's out of God's mercy that he even gives us the ability to seek his forgiveness. For many people, if we commit one act of wrongdoing toward our spouses, toward our children, toward our parents, toward our friends, toward our colleagues, they would immediately disown us and never speak to us ever again. And every single day we see families, friends who might have been together for 20, 30, 40 years, but due to one mistake, due to one, you know, wrong sentence that someone uttered, due to one small lapse that someone performed, that relationship just all goes into the trash. Think about how many times you didn't follow God's instruction. You looked at the wrong thing. You listened to the wrong thing. You said the wrong thing. You missed a prayer. You missed a fast. You could have gone for Hajj, but you chose not to. You didn't pay your religious dues, whatever they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have immediately taken away all of our rizq. He could have taken away our lives immediately if it was his decision. And he wanted to do exactly that because it is his decision. But again, out of God's mercy and out of his generosity and out of his compassion, he says, no matter how many times you fall, no matter how many times you slip, no matter how many times you transgress my boundaries, I just want you to know that my door is always open for you. Which is why in a verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 2, verse 222, he states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ التَّوَّابِينَ, that God loves those who repent to him. You can't reach God's love. You can't reach God's love unless you slip and you fall and then you realize what you've done and then you turn back to him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, that surely God loves those who repent. And in another verse of the Holy Quran in chapter 39, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, meaning he's speaking toward the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, or Rasulullah Muhammad, say, O my servants, those who have transgressed the boundaries of their own souls, meaning every single one of us who have ever committed any sin, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. O my servants who have transgressed the boundaries of their own souls, never despair in God's mercy, for surely God forgives all sins, and he is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. In a tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he states that I love no verse more than I love this verse. And in the words of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam, he states that there is no verse within the whole Quran that is as comprehensive as this verse. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that if we seek his forgiveness and seek his compassion, again, his door is always open. A lot of times we put ourselves in a situation where we tell ourselves that, hey, I'm just going to do the wrong thing and I'm going to keep on doing it because I have so many sins piled up that God's going to send me to hell anyway. When someone says something like that and really believes it, they're really not understanding the spirit of our tradition, and they're certainly not understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he defines himself in this verse. He makes a command when he tells us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair in God's mercy. And in fact, our traditions, they advise us that amongst the greatest sins that someone can commit is to believe that God won't forgive their sin. Can you imagine how merciful our God is? That he tells us that it's a sin for you to believe that I won't forgive your sin. What a God. How incredibly merciful. And again, in the other verse, he states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ. In the Arabic language, the word tawbah means to turn back. It's about every time we slip and every time we fall and every time we make an error and transgress God's boundaries, we're making a promise to turn back to him. From disbelief to belief, from darkness into light, from our bodily desires toward our spiritual nature. It's about making our very best effort to really turning back toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another verse of the Holy Quran in chapter 66, verse 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, every single one of us, we're aspiring to be people of belief, tubu ilallah, turn back toward God, seek forgiveness from God, repent toward God, tubu ilallah, tawbatan nasuha. But when you're seeking forgiveness from God, do it with sincerity. It's important that we go back and think about every sin that we committed to the best of our abilities. Even from our youth, we're not sure whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven our sins or not. So go back and think and really reflect on them to the extent where it shatters our heart or it brings some tears down from our eyes, and really think about where you were and where you are now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door open, not so that we continue to revel and reflect and allow for our past mistakes to destroy our future, but for us to realize that we need God to really cleanse our hearts and cleanse our souls from the effects of all of those sins that we might have committed. Because even if we have sought forgiveness, again, it's about performing an act of purification that allows for the effects of those sins to be completely removed from our soul. In a really beautiful tradition from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he states that whenever a servant repents sincerely to God, God loves him. Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. That when a servant repents sincerely to God, God loves him and puts a cover on him in this life and in the hereafter. And one of the companions of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he came toward him and he said, O grandson of the Prophet, what does it mean when you say that God will put a cover on him in this life and in the next life if he seeks forgiveness? To which the Imam alayhi salam, he responds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels to forget the bad seeds, the bad deeds that he does. And God will inspire his limbs to conceal the sins. And God will inspire the earth to conceal his sins. So that on the day of judgment when he meets God, nothing will bear witness against him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to hold us by our transgression, but he wants us to learn from our mistakes. And he wants us to realize and recognize again that his mercy and that his compassion is so incredibly vast that we should always be in a state of desiring it. In a famous supplication known as the Dua of Abu Hamza al-Thamali, narrated by Imam Zain al-Abidin to his companion Abu Hamza al-Thamali, he states, Ya Ilahi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ ذُنُوبِي فَزَأْتُ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ كَرَمَكَ تَمَعْتُ. O Allah, when I see all of my sins, I become fearful of them. Take a look. All of the mistakes that we have made, all of our transgressions of God's boundaries again, what we see, what we hear, what we say. So many sins every single day. Probably while I was even in the state of fasting today, I probably also committed sins. Even though I'm in the holy month of Ramadan, in the most holiest and the most blessed and the most sacred of nights, I'm not always God conscious because I'm just not perfect. إِذَا رَأَيْتُ ذُنُوبِي فَزَعْتْ. O Allah, when I take a look at my sins, I become scared. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ كَرَمَكَ تَمَأْتُ. But O Allah, when I see your generosity, and when I see your grace, and when I see your mercy, and when I see your compassion, I just become so hopeful, and I become so greedy for it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be in this state of really hoping to attain that blessing, to really hoping to attain his mercy, and to really hoping and desiring to attain his compassion. During these nights of the holy month of Ramadan, and specifically the nights of Laylatul Qadr, on this night, the blessed night of the 23rd of the sacred month, it's important that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we're sincere, is really going to purify ourselves to such an incredible extent that we will no longer have any of those sins bearing upon us. It is said that one day Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he went toward him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, will God forgive a mother if she were to, God forbid, kill her own child? To which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responds to what Jabir says. He says, O Jabir, that even if someone killed 70 prophets of God, if they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, then he will forgive them. Know that none of my sins nor none of your sins are to that extent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to seek from him for the big sins and for the small sins. And don't see your own sins as big or small, but see the one who you transgressed the boundaries of. And that's the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Know that these days and these nights, and specifically this night of Laylatul Qadr, is a night of incredible opportunity for us to enter into the domain of God's mercy and compassion. And remember that when we seek from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his love for us, because he loves those who seek forgiveness from him. And remember that when you're seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to also be in the state of asking God to forgive the sins of all of those who have potentially wronged you, but it just might be too difficult for them to come to you and ask you for forgiveness. So on this day when you're hoping for God's mercy, let us also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us or forgiving creation, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow for his mercy and his compassion to descend upon us. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahl baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.